Stories of
suspense.
Dr. Bradshaw.
Calling
Dr.
Bradshaw. What is an operating theater 2? Dr. Bradshaw,
what
is an operating theater 2?
Dr. Samuels. Hello, Miss Mullen. My wife. She hasn't regained consciousness. How bad is it?
Well, I...
Morgan...
Please tell me, Doctor.
Your wife needs an operation. A rather serious operation.
Well, when will you operate?
Well, there's only one brain surgeon who has had any success with this type of operation.
Well, can't we get him? If it's money...
It's not a matter of money, Mr. Morgan. It's a case of finding this doctor. And I doubt if we can...
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Dark Desperation.
You doubt if you can find this, Doctor? What do you mean by that?
Mr. Morgan, have you ever heard of a Dr. Paul Winthrop?
Winthrop?
He was one of the world's leading brain surgeons. A really brilliant, gifted man.
Genius.
He performed most of his operations here at City Hospital.
Yes. Yes, I do remember reading about him.
A year ago, patients were coming here from all over the world. Dr. Winthrop performed one operation after another, and then... Oh, suddenly it became too much for him. He started drinking.
What's the point in telling me all this, Dr.?
Well, just this. Winthrop, at his best, would have a fair chance of saving your wife.
A fair chance?
I'm sorry, Miss Logan.
But there are other surgeons.
Not like Winthrop.
Suppose another surgeon operated. What would my wife's chance be then?
I don't like putting odds on human life.
In other words, without Winthrop, my wife stands only a very slim chance of living through an operation.
Yes.
Where is Dr. Winthrop now?
The last time I saw him was 6 months ago. In an alcoholic ward.
Alcoholic ward? Why, a man like that would be useless even if we could find him.
No, he wouldn't be useless. I can perform this operation, and I can save your wife. If I had Dr. Winthrop beside me.
But if he's a drunk...
I told you, he's a genius.
You think I'd let a drunk operate on my wife?
He wouldn't operate. I would do the actual work. But I don't have his instinct. He is uncanny knack for doing exactly the right thing. You see, Mr. Morgan, this particular operation is the most delicate a surgeon can perform. It would take a great deal of time. One wrong move would be disaster. There's no correcting mistakes in an operation of this type. 100 moves, and every one must be perfect.
But you're a well-known surgeon. Surely you'd know what you were doing.
Not exactly. Operations of this type aren't cut and dried. I have an idea of what to expect, but I couldn't be sure. However, with Dr. Winthrop beside me, I'd feel confident.
Then, it's a matter of finding Dr. Winthrop?
Yes.
How much time do we have?
I think I can safely say 4 hours.
Till 10 tonight?
Yes. If you like, we'll look for him together, Mr. Morgan.
But what if my wife's condition deteriorates while we're gone?
He's being carefully watched every second. There are capable surgeons here who will perform an operation if it's needed. But I don't think that'll be necessary. We can safely make 10 p.m. the deadline.
Where will we look?
In the bar room.
Hey, Arthur.
Show beer.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Sullivan.
Hello, Doc.
What'll it be?
Mr. Sullivan,
I got no dough. But I'm expecting a check in the morning.
Good night, John.
It's rather a large check.
When you catch it, come around and I'll be glad to see you.
No, just a half bottle.
Go home, doctor, please.
Mr. Sullivan, I'm not well. I haven't been well for a long time.
Well, you claim you were once a big shot doctor.
Write yourself a prescription. Oh, please, look, I'll pay you back tomorrow. I've cashed in an insurance policy. You see, the insurance company says they're sending a check out today.
Then go home, have a nice sleep, and wait for the mailman.
Sullivan, I need a drink. I need one badly, but please.
Look, charity begins at home, and it's been home. Now get out.
Listen, I'll pay you double, huh? Yeah, double what it costs as soon as I cash the check. I'll come straight here from the bank. I promise you, Mr. Sullivan. I'll come straight.
No, now get out before I throw you out.
From the hospital from this next saloon.
We're wasting our time, Dr. Campbell. Let's go back.
Just a few more tries. Here we are. I'll make the phone call.
I'll wait here for you.
Daniels here. Put me through to reception 43, please.
Yes, Doctor. Just a moment.
Let me, Dr. Wilson.
Jim, stand here.
Dad, where are you?
I'm still looking for Winthrop.
Well, now you better give up.
Why, what's happened?
This is Wilson. The condition is saving.
Well, how bad is it?
Well, I've ordered the science to have a take into the operating theater.
Can we hold off any longer?
I wouldn't like to risk it too much, Doctor.
Well, hold off as long as you dare, Jim. If I'm not there, operate. They may have to operate before we get back.
Before we...
Her condition is failing, slightly.
Well, let's get a cab.
No. I'm going to keep looking for Dr. Winthrop.
While my wife dies...
I'll have a much better chance of saving her if I find Winthrop. In the meantime, Dr. Wilson can operate if necessary.
So you're going to make a round of the bars while my wife's condition gets worse. You're going to keep looking for a drunk.
I've tried to explain to you, Mr. Morgan.
Your explanation is far from satisfactory, Dr. Sam.
I'm doing what I think is best.
I wonder what the hospital board will have to say to that. If my wife dies, I'm going to report you. I'm going to say that you're deregistered. You'll never operate again. Goodbye, Dr. Samuels.
Friends.
looking for Dr. Winthrop.
Dr. Winthrop?
A small man, middle-aged, with gray hair.
No doctor's coming in, drink, sir. Oh, unless you want to count the ball flying.
Oh, who's that?
Little guy who comes in to tap me for drinks. Always got a story about money coming the next day. Says he was a doctor, so I call him Doc.
Does he have a burn scar on his chin?
Yeah, he does.
Where can I find him?
Well, I don't know about that.
Please, it's very important.
All I know is that he comes in every couple of days or so.
Then he must live in this area.
That's right, you know. Doesn't the cheap rooming houses around here.
Dr. Wilson, I demand to know the exact position regarding my wife.
Didn't Dr. Samuels tell you the position?
I have no faith in Dr. Samuels. He phoned this hospital from a saloon. He was told that my wife's condition was failing.
Yes, that's true. I tell you.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
If her condition remains the same, we'll operate in an hour. If I think an operation is necessary before then, I'll order it.
If my wife doesn't survive this operation...
We'll do everything humanly possible, Mr. Morgan.
If she doesn't survive, I'm going to do everything humanly possible to end the career of Dr. Samuels.
In just a moment, we return with our story, Dark Desperation.
A small man, gray-haired, scowled his chin.
Yeah, you told me that, mister. And I still say don't live here.
Thanks. If she dies, I'll go to the newspaper. Doctor delaying an operation so he can look for a hopeless drunk. Yes, I'll go to every newspaper in town. I'll give him the full story. I'll do it.
Dr. Winthrop living here. Any other doctor, for that matter?
He may be using another name.
What name?
Well, I have no idea.
Look, I've got 40 rooms in this place. People come and go.
He is an alcoholic.
Ha! Tell me, you're on to this part of town. Look, mister, I run a hotel, not an information desk. Around here, there are hundreds of people living under phony names. They're hiding out from wives, from the cops, from life itself.
Maybe I am wasting my time.
Talking of time, what is your watch saying?
5 to 10.
5 to 10? That late already?
Yes, it is late. Too late. Well, thanks. What's that smell?
Smell?
It's gas.
Oh, it is.
Seems to be coming from down the hall.
Oh, it's probably that drunken sot, Mr. James. The other day he burned his mattress. If he went and let the gas on this time, he's out. Owes me a week's rent as it is.
Mr. James, eh?
Yes, always drunk all the time.
I wonder... We'd better find out where that gas is coming from.
Yeah. Oh, the trouble I get from drunks.
Coming from the end of the hall, all right.
Oh, that'll be Mr. James' room. You can depend on that. This is it. Oh, all of that.
I'll get the window open.
I turn off the gas. He had the coffee on it, boiled over, and put out the flame. That's it. That's a little bit of a straw. Out he goes.
If he's still alive.
What? Oh, Mr. James, Mr. James.
Not Mr. James, it's Dr. Winthrop. I have to take him over to your apartment. Open all the windows.
How is he?
He'll be coming around in a moment.
Thank heavens. So is the doctor. It just goes to show that you never know. But I wonder why he's changed his name.
A nightmare. Same nightmare. Same scalpel slipping from my fingers. Slipping.
It's all right, sir.
Well,
everything's all right.
Samuels.
Yes.
Samuels. The gas.
We got into your room just in time, Mr. James. I mean, Dr. Winch.
I couldn't even make a success of that.
You didn't turn off that gas. The coffee pot boiled over.
Yeah, the coffee pot. I didn't care. I was glad.
I would have cared. You taught me everything I know. And you showed me how many things I don't know.
You're a good surgeon, Samuel.
A dozen like me would get lost in your shadow. I've been looking for you, Dr. Winthrop.
Yes, and if he hadn't smelled the gas, well, I just hate to think what would have happened.
I had reason to show some gratitude, Samuel, I would. But I can't see any reason.
There's plenty of reasons. You saved the lives of scores of people,
and then I killed them.
It wasn't your fault.
A scalpel.
The tiniest fraction of an inch.
The doctor doesn't have the right to make a mistake.
That man was almost inoperable. No one blamed you for it.
I blamed myself.
So you went out and you filled yourself up with whiskey. You tried to destroy you.
My life to destroy.
But how about all the other lives? The ones you could have saved.
Hello.
Hello. There's a woman at City Hospital who needs your skills. After her, there'll be others.
No good.
You're the best brain surgeon in the world.
Please.
Mrs.
Murray.
White coffee. Plenty of it.
Yes, sir. It's on the stove. I'll get it.
I don't want any coffee.
You're going to drink it, Dr. Winthrop. Then we're going to City Hospital. And if it's not too late, you're going to help me with a brain operation.
You want me to assist in an operation?
Yes.
Look at my hands. I can't stop them from shaking.
You won't have to use your hands. I need your mind, your instinct, your tears. This woman needs you, too. And there are others. Patients you can help save. Surgeons you can teach. I believe in you, Dr. Winthrop. I always have.
You came looking for me so I could assist you in this operation.
Yes.
All right, Sam. I owe you my life. Do what you want with it.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Dark Desperation.
The patient's just been wheeled into the operating theater, Dr. Wilson. He's being prepared for the operation.
Good. Well, I can't wait for Dr. Samuels any longer. Where's Mr. Morgan?
He's in the waiting room. I told him he was to stay there.
Very
upset.
Yes. Well, I better get ready.
Dad!
Hello, Jim. You remember Dr. Winthrop?
Of course.
He's going to assist.
I'll operate.
I'll get your things, Dr. Sanders.
Ready, Dr. Winthrop?
Yeah.
Then let's go into the theater, huh?
Very well. Samuel. Wait.
Yes.
I'm afraid.
I'm not. I have every reason to feel confident with you beside me.
thank you.
Let's go. Doctor.
One move and it's all over.
You can't
move
quickly.
Well, here, you take it.
No, but here.
Here. Now, go on. The last move, Dr. Winthrop.
Here.
There. Good. Operation completed. Dr. Connors, take over. Only in your nightmares, Dr. Winthrop.
You don't know what this means to me.
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm glad now that I did lose control.
Oh, it was a long operation. You did well. Very well. The last movement was a simple one. It was your operation, Dr. Samples.
Ours. The first of many. Come in.
Well, Mr. Morgan, they just told me about the operation being a complete success.
Yes, your wife is a very fortunate woman. She had Dr. Winthrop as one of the assisting surgeons.
They told me that, too.
This is Dr. Winthrop.
Hello, Mr. Morgan.
Thank you, Dr. Winthrop. And you, Dr. Samuels. I want to apologize.
Oh, don't bother, too. You're upset.
Quite understandable. You deserve an apology, both of you, and more. One of these days, I might find the right words.
Well, right now, I think you'd better go home and get some sleep. You'll be able to see your wife tomorrow.
Yes. Thanks again. If there's anything I can do, any help I can give, let me know.
Yes. What did he mean by that?
I don't think he knew himself.
Did he know you went looking for me?
That's it.
All of it. You took a lot of chances for me, didn't you?
Only because your skill was needed. And is needed. Doctor, you're not going back to that roomy house. You're coming over to my place.
Let's not fool ourselves. It's been wonderful being able to help. It's all just a dream.
No.
I'm an alcoholic.
You don't have to be. Other people have beaten it. So can you.
Those nightmares. That operation coming back to me all the time.
We'll fight it.
We?
Yes. You stood beside me. Now let me stand beside you, Dr. Winthrop.
Calling Dr. Winthrop. Calling Dr. Winthrop. You're wanted in Operating Theater 4. Calling Dr. Winthrop.
That concludes tonight's terror story, Dark Desperation. I'll be back in just a moment.